Winter, 2006. Three young journalists en route to a conference in Montego suffer a shipwreck. They wake on the shores of a mysterious isle, deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Well, hi there.
Said David.
You've just been punched in the face by good morning.
I mean, hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to Newsworthy Ghost Island, everybody.
I'm David Brunell Bruttman.
I'm David Reinstrom.
And I'm Alex Jensen.
Hi, Alex.
And we're coming to you live from an island.
From an island.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
In the deep.
Yes, we're broadcasting all over the world. I don't know how we managed to get this sort of wattage. But it's quite incredible.
The Jamaican army, man.
Because we can be heard in every corner of the world. Even New Zealand.
Easily my favorite corner of the world.
Easily.
Is it really a... Is it a
I've never been to New Zealand.
Or is it more of a... I don't know.
See, when
it's more of a rhombus.
Because the world is round...
I mean...
A rhombus.
I don't even know if it can have corners.
Well, true. I don't know. Don't you see New Zealand as more of a rhombus than just like a unincorporated corner?
No.
Oh. Well, big cats. We were talking before the show.
We were talking about big
is
cats.
There a sliding scale of cat dangerousness? You know that scale for hardness where like diamonds are 12
mm-hmm.
and talc is like 0 or 1?
Quartz yeah. is like 4.
Where does a bobcat fit in?
Hold on, what's cubic
12?
Zirconium?
I don't know. I've never hit it with a stick. I believe that is the measure of mineral hardness.
Hitting it with a stick? I thought it was like scratching it with a diamond.
Well, that...
Wait,
well,
that wouldn't make any
actually,
sense.
Actually,
yeah, a diamond can scratch everything.
You're right.
I
think
really?
I think you do measure mineral hardness against
diamonds.
Oh my gosh,
diamonds.
How did I know that?
I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. I must have been a geologist in my past life.
That's true. Alex, go into a trance and tell us where Lemuria is.
I would say...
No, you're not in a trance.
I don't know how to get into a trance. I can't just, like, turn that stuff on, you guys. And that noise, that's not helping.
It's supposed right. to help. It's
supposed I think
we'll
you're just going to
have
to wait until
I'm sleeping. Voodoo geological skills later.
It's true. Maybe we'll play some trance music.
Right.
Can we not...
I vote no.
Oh, okay.
Can we play some Bowie?
Bowie?
Oh, I'm going to play some Bowie. Some David Bowie.
I'll play some Bowie.
Okay.
This is Bowie to Bowie. What? Do you read me, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. You're coming in loud and clear, man.
I don't know what's going on.
How far out are you?
Is that really what
pretty
David
far
Bowie
out?
Talks like, I wonder?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, this is off of Station to Station. This is a track called Golden Years, and it's one of my favorites.
Bowie.
Bowie.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
There's my fever lost, that's all. What's I'm thinking you save a little soul.
Come up,
baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come up the baby. Then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine.
my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul.
Golden years, golden years.
Come, baby, don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come, baby.
We all said Bowie.
Well, I said something about Bowie. We did.
Okay, Bowie on three.
That was a pretty
hands
good.
In the center.
Okay, all right, hands
one,
in the center.
1, 2, 3.
Bowie! Yeah!
We all very much liked it.
You know, I wish that I could go back to high school when I played sports and, you know, when they ask you what sort of cheer you want to do. I would have said Bowie. I said it wrong. Bowie.
Bowie.
I would have said Bowie.
I was wondering where you were going with that story. I was like, what is...
I wish
cool
I could go back
high
to high school when I played sports.
And David Bowie.
Every weekend, David Bowie and I would throw the pig skin around.
Oh. Throw the pig skin around. Pig skin. That's a football, guys.
For
oh,
the
wait,
championships.
Oh, sorry. For you guys
for the championships,
in Europe.
We were pitted against a team that was entirely made up of clones of David Bowie. And we pulled it through. And we defeated the Bowies, but they were good sports.
That's a stupid
and their
track story.
Suits were fabulous.
That's not real.
Their tracksuits were fabulous.
That's not real.
They were wearing vinyl uniforms.
Yes,
but shimmery silvery ones that came from space.
Really, I was thinking kind of I don't know. I have this
linebacker, take that football down, throw it in the grassy pit, and score yourself a touchdown. Gonna win the big game.
You know, I think that he probably wouldn't refer to that sort of football as a football.
American.
That's
football,
American football, right?
Sort of like playing rugby.
Yeah, yeah.
I except think, with yeah. 40 pounds.
That's
of,
more accurate.
What is it? Padding to protect yourself from right. injury.
We don't want to anger any
have
of
you
the
guys
people
ever seen
that
a rugby
to our
game?
Show
actually, like on
no.
TV.
I've never seen a rugby game. I've
it's
seen,
crazy.
I mean, I've seen people play rugby. I've never seen like a televised rugby game.
Okay. Imagine the hugest Europeans you can think of.
And Australians and New Zealanders.
And they just throw themselves at each other. I'm talking men who are built like buildings. Like men with necks as thick as your torso.
My high school gym teacher
thick.
Senior year played in a all men's rugby league.
Cool.
She was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, I was the only woman. I whomped them roundly. She wasn't like really, you know, big around. She was very slender and like no, Coach Otto was ridiculous. She had awesome muscles. Coach Otto,
ew.
If you're listening, you're awesome. You're good at rugby.
Come
Coach,
save us.
If you're listening,
Coach.
Your muscles are so firm and
don't
toned.
Hit on my gym teacher.
Ugh.
So, I'll fight you.
Up next, speaking of firm toned muscles.
Oh.
What?
I think we're going to go ahead and play the Electric Six.
Ow! Danger!
We're going to go.
High voltage!
We're going to go for a track called Dance Pattern off of their album. I shall exterminate everything around me that restricts me from being the master.
You're kidding.
Is that a joke?
No, that's the title of the album.
Can we get those guys on the show?
I'd like to do an interview.
Let's work on that.
Oh, wow.
We should work on
that.
So
here's the Electric Six.
If you're out there, come find us. We want to interview you.
But please don't exterminate us with your disco rock.
Okay, here it is.
This is lie. I don't believe it.
Here it isn't.
Lies.
Apparently, that was a lie.
Maybe it's supposed to sound like that. Excuse our technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We have sand. Jamaican Army Base sand.
In one of the CD players.
CD player.
But that is cool.
We can only assume.
We will attempt to remedy
okay.
the
attempt
situation.
Attempt 2!
Boop, boop. Victory!
Awesome.
Sister loves these United States of America. And the flag for which it stands of the ICA. She tells me she's a liar, but I don't believe her. She tells me almost anything. Placing your bet on a horse that never left the gate. Now you got nothing left on your plate. But it's better than walking around looking for another man to subjugate. Better than wondering what it was she just ate. Oh, yeah, I make a mistake when I turn it on. Was my dance pattern right? Was my dance pattern wrong? Did I make a mistake when I sang the song? Was my box too sexy? Was my box too strong?
Was my dance pattern right? Or was my dance pattern wrong? Did I make a mistake when I sang this song? Was my voice too sexy?
Funky.
Woo, that was both electric and six.
I wonder indeed what the music video is like.
Yeah, once again. we laugh knowingly.
Yes, we do.
So that was once again Dance Pattern by Electric Six. And I believe David Reinstrom has a special message for us.
What is it, David?
Ever hear someone say, there are plenty of fish in the sea? There aren't. It's no joke. Many fish are declining in number, and you can make a difference. The folks in Environmental Defense have advice on how to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way, which can help keep our oceans healthy and full of fish. Just visit getgreen.com, and you'll also find other easy tips on how you can help protect our world. That's getgreen.com. This message is brought to you by our friend to the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
And kelp.
And kelp.
And kelp.
Get kelp!
Thank you, David.
I've acquired quite a taste for kelp while we've been here on the island. I don't know if you guys have been...
I've been using it for toilet paper.
Oh, I've been eating
it. I hope that you eat it before I use it for toilet paper.
So do I.
No,
you can cook it up a little. It's pretty good.
Cook
yeah,
it up?
Yeah,
in, like,
it makes it taste
like,
kind of nutty.
Inject it like heroin?
No.
Sorry, where was my mind?
We don't have needles on the island. We only have... crap.
Coconuts.
I don't know. What do we have?
Coconuts?
Yeah, that's pretty much all.
Claude Bowling. We have Claude Bowling on vinyl.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
excellent.
Almost a
one
drug.
Of the only vinyls that washed up with us here on Newsworthy Ghost
it's true.
Island.
It was
shipwrecked.
One of my favorite
it was buried in the sand for quite some time, but we, you know, we were beachcombing the other day and dug up.
I was using my vinyl detector.
Yeah.
That I found
with Alex and her
closet.
Vinyl detector.
And it was like, beep, beep, beep.
We were What we were actually trying to do is find David Bowie's football uniforms, which, as we've said before, were
vinyl.
Not football, like soccer football?
No, American
like,
football.
Oh, okay.
American. You can't see the face on it. It's a Bowie face.
It's a Bowie face.
It is a Bowie face. His face became incredibly pointy.
And twisted. And old.
I'm Jedeth.
Incredibly attractive.
The Goblin King.
So
I shall steal your little brother, Jennifer Connelly,
so
and
yes,
then walk upside down.
We did, in fact, uncover...
That was a Labyrinth reference.
Some vinyl,
thanks,
which,
by the way,
as David said, was...
Claude Bowling, Claude a French Bowling. Pianist. And this is the album... I wanted to say Bowie. Bowling...
Claude Bowie.
Claude Bowie plays... Claude Bowling plays Duke Ellington. And this is the first track. Off of it is called Stomp, Look, and Listen.
Mm.
And it is pretty spicy.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
I like Steely.
I like Dan.
I like...
You got Dan in my Steely.
You got Steely in my Dan.
Whoa.
Ew.
Awesome.
I think we had decidedly different
and
responses.
Now it's broken.
I really like Steely Dan. Like, a lot.
They're kind of funky and jazzy.
Kind of funky? Just kind of jazzy?
Don't yell at me.
just a snooch, maybe.
Please don't yell at me.
Just a reminder, you are listening to KWUR 90.3 FM Clayton.
Clayton!
St. Louis Underground Radio.
Wait, David, Alex and I have been putting together a jingle.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
KWUR 90.3 FM.
90.3 FM. You did it wrong. It's KWUR Clayton.
Okay.
90.3 FM.
We'll try
and
it again
that
later.
Let's work on that.
I mean, those are...
Those am rules.
I'm a journalist. Anyway, what do you think of a jingle?
Isn't it the best jingle
It was
ever?
Beautiful, Wait. Guys.
Once we get our act together,
let's work on that after the show.
All right.
Yeah, but first,
cool. What else do we have to do,
guest.
I guess, right?
Yes, we do have a special guest today.
Our little friend came. Hello!
Hey there.
Hello!
Nice to see you again, Mr. Ghost, sir.
Yes, it's nice to be here.
Yes, today, in the studio, we have, once again, the ghost of Adventurers Past.
None other.
I can't wait to hear
and
your
yes,
story.
What
you
do you have to tell us about today, Ghost of Adventurers Past?
Well, I'd like to make mention of my name, being Montana Morris, paleontological
right.
ace, and
Indeed.
Nazi hunter.
The venerable Montana Morris.
Yes, thank you. And I'd like to tell you a story today about one of my adventures with my Swedish talking dog and demolitions expert, Jensen.
Ah, yes.
I haven't brought him with me today.
But
he's
we all remember him fondly.
Oh, yes. He's
is
out
he
floating
still
in the
alive?
Ether somewhere.
No, he's
dead like me.
Oh.
But today I'd like to recount the tale that I like to call Montana Morris and the Pickaxe of Fate.
Ooh.
Himalayas. We join intrepid paleontologist Montana Morris as he fights for his life aboard the Nazi airship Luftwaffe.
Is that all you got, Heidi?
There's plenty more Nazi punches und kicks. Where those come from?
I'm not letting you take that cursed pickaxe to Imperial Japan, Heidi.
You make me laugh, Herr Dr. Morris. You may have been able to thwart Baron von Stern, but I am made of Sterner stuff.
I'll say you are, and also a damn sight leggier.
Oh, thank you, Herr Doctor. But that's not the point right now.
Jensen, help me out, buddy. She's got me pinned. Bork, bork.
I'm coming, Dr. Morris.
Get off my leg, you Scheidenhund.
Good boy, Jensen. Bite those perfect gams, but don't leave any permanent scars. Keep her still until I can kick this door open. All right, Jensen, time to bail out. Well, Heidi, it's been a hell of a clam bake, but I'm afraid it's time for me to go, you fascist fox.
If I can't have the cursed pickaxe, no one can.
The pickaxe.
After it.
I don't see it, dog.
We're falling too fast. Open the chute, Jensen.
Well, this is no good.
Don't worry, Jensen. Look, we'll come down by that village there. We'll ask if anyone saw the cursed pickaxe fall from the sky.
That seems unlikely, given the inclement weather.
Then it's lost. As long as it stays out of the hands of the Krauts.
It's cold up here, Montana.
Don't worry, boy. We'll find shelter soon.
Braving the cold, Montana and Jensen make their way to the nearby village at the base of a steep and forbidding peak. They enter the village tavern, the hirsute ox. Oh. It is nice to be inside.
Come on, Jensen. Let's get something warm. Hey there, barkeep. My dog and I would like something to eat.
Oh, there, Outlander. How came you to speak our language?
I once spent 4 months locked in an Argentinian naval brig with a Sherpa gunrunner. What have you got to eat around here?
Very little.
Why is that?
Well, there's plenty of raw food, but the kitchen's got nothing to cook it with. Someone's made off with our ghee.
No!
What's a ghee?
Yak butter.
We think it might have been students from the school.
What school?
The Shaolin Kung Fu Monastery atop the peak.
Shaolin Monastery? This far west?
Charter school.
Ah.
The students have always protected us in times of dire need, but I fear something has changed.
No kidding. How does one get to this monastery?
Look, in light of recent events, I don't think it's smart to discuss this out in front of everyone. Meet me out back.
Why do we want to go see a monastery, Dr. Morris?
I have a feeling that our pickaxe is in that monastery.
And how do you know that, Dr. Morris?
Because I'm an ace paleontologist, Jensen. Now all we need to do is get inside.
Soon? Gah, it smells down here. Are you sure this will work, Montana?
Would we be tied to the underside of a yak if I weren't sure? Now be quiet. They're opening the doors. All right, we're in.
Time to go do some snooping.
Shh! Over here, Jensen.
What is it, Montana?
I found the Shaolin Master's study. If the monks found the pickaxe, it'll be in here. And if he's not in, there's hardly any chance of us being... discovered. Crap.
Interlopers!
We must attack them!
They are here to kill the master!
Oh no, we've been surrounded by a dozen Shaolin monks. But don't worry, Jensen, I've seen this before. The more martial arts experts that surround a hero, the more easily they are dispatched.
Eat this, Outlander. A visually stunning fight erupts. Montana is promptly knocked unconscious. Dr. Montana?
Yes, yes.
I think we need to find a new line of employment. One that doesn't involve us getting tied up all the time.
I'll give it some serious consideration, Jensen.
It looks like the buck stopped here, Dr. Montana Morris.
Who are you? And how do you know my name?
You dropped your wallet when we knocked you unconscious.
Well played. Now take this damn blindfold off. I want to see who I'm talking to. It's you!
Yes, it is.
Who are you?
I am Deng Feihong, master of this monastery.
You've got a strangely familiar pickaxe embedded in your skull. It must have fallen right into your head. Must break free.
I wouldn't try to take it, Morris. Inspiration has fallen from heaven. And my students have benefited.
They've only benefited from the evil in that pickaxe. The thing is cursed, Master Deng. You must remove it from your head immediately. It's poisoned your mind.
That seems unlikely. Through the inspiration...
curse?
Shut up. Of this holy relic, I have learned a secret ritual that will increase my strength 100-fold.
Someone get me down from here. I'm going to bite his ears off. They don't blindfold the dog, now do they? Hey, Dr. Morris, you got your nail file?
Yes, I'll try and get us free.
Acolytes, prepare the path of ghee.
What is he doing?
Raise the giant wok.
They're going to pour that hot yak butter over the master's head. You fool! Get out from under there, you'll be killed.
Not likely, Morris. When I combine this yak butter and the power of the pickaxe embedded in my head, I will become more than a mere man. I will assume the form of the mighty Mastodon. Once I am transformed, I will feast upon your flesh, Morris. And finally, I can bring Iron Tusk stability to this entire continent. A golden age of imposed tranquility. I can almost smell it.
I think that's the ghee.
Sirens! Go, my students. Pour the hot butter.
Don't do it! Rarf! Dear God, it's too horrible to watch.
Yes, yes, the power, the power,
the power!
Sidious Beast.
He is enormous.
But we're free. Let's get out of here, little buddy, while he's... distracted. Think you can restrain me with your trunk, do you? Well, apparently you can. Save yourself, Jensen. Jensen, he's gone. Has he abandoned me? My oldest and most Swedish friend? I mean, we've been adventuring together for 14 years. That's 56 in dog years, and 2 billion in Australian red thorax gnat years. Getting hot in here.
Bork, Bork!
Jensen, old buddy, old pal, you didn't abandon me.
No, Dr. Morris. I just went to turn up the monastery's thermostat.
Good work, Jensen. With the increased heat, the mastodon will go extinct.
What? No! He's back to normal.
And the pickaxe fell out of his head.
What happened? I remember something falling from the sky.
Let us put this cursed pickaxe where no human can get it.
Why am I covered in butter?
Let's head back to town, charter a plane, and throw it on top of Mount Everest. No human will ever set foot there.
Who are you people?
I'm Montana Morris, and this is Jensen the dog.
Did they just jump out the window?
Yes, sir, I think they did. Master Dang?
Yes, my son.
That, mastodon thing, was that some kind of test?
Test? Yes, it was a test, and you all passed. Good job, students. Very, very well done, yes. I'm proud. The great Buddha is proud of you.
Another paleontological abomination averted by Dr. Montana Morris. By Wombats.
Wow.
Yes, pretty stirring, wasn't it?
That was riveting. I am on the edge of my seat.
I can see that.
Yes. Well, takes me back to a simpler time.
Yes.
A more...
The time when mastodons...
The time...
Ruled the
when
earth.
When mastodons ruled the earth.
You mean the time when men were men. That time.
I think they coincide.
Oh, wasn't that the same time?
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't stepping on my toes.
No.
Right. No.
Of course not.
That Certainly.
That was a very, very exciting story. Can you stay for tea?
I'm afraid I can't. I'm an American.
Oh. Well,
goodbye.
Bye. Come back soon.
See you later.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see his muscles?
Yeah.
He's got paleontologist
muscles.
He looked
so strong.
I liked his whip.
It was a fine whip.
It was a fine whip.
Made out of...
By which I mean his car.
Mastodon hide.
His 40s car. Moving on.
Yes. Next, a song by Nickel Creek called Beauty in the Mess. I am a fan of Nickel Creek.
I haven't heard of that before.
Oh, Nickel Creek? They're the music critics call them Newgrass. I reject this label. It's like bluegrassy, poppy. It's good. You don't look convinced. They have the best mandolinist in the Western Hemisphere.
No way! I'm convinced.
Okay.
All right. Lay.
He's wonderful.
Now that Alex is convinced.
Kick it.
Song. It's all ever I've not sent away.
Have a melody that was so moving.
Every tune I play would give whatever I've not sent away.
Have a melody, the words don't mean a thing.
But every tune I play would give whatever I've not sent away.
Hey,
ain't that what you want them to know? All they get of you is all they get of you. What they get out of the show.
Where were you when we called the police? Were you ready to go home and hard to please? But no, you were in Portugal. So don't come back to Stockholm no more. Where were you when Dylan went to lecture? She fell in love with an old friend. Don't come back to Stockholm no more. No more. Say what you say. I am listening. I am all in. And if you still believe I'm thinking of you, you're dreaming. Yes, you're dreaming. Where conversation about going out. Oh, no cigarette can cover up the mess I'm in. But it makes me feel less lonely again.
The Cure?
Believe it or not, not The Cure,
but
in fact, a band called Shout Out Louds, and that song was You Are Dreaming.
And I
are
was.
Are you?
Not anymore. I've awoken.
Excellent.
From my,
do you want to be my friend?
My trance.
Do you?
So yes, there are in fact tracks on this album called Our Ill Wills that in which the lead singer sounds even more
like Robert Smith.
It's pretty
David,
crazy.
Did you ever hear the Anchorman soundtrack, Alex? Hmm. Either of you? No. Just Will Ferrell acting as Ron Burgundy talking over most of the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes Ron Burgundy likes to sit alone at home and cry.
Yes.
Because he has no friends.
I believe there's also a DVD version of that where it's just him
in a bathtub?
Sitting in a bathtub and he's talking over all the tracks.
Oh, good glory.
Why do you mention this?
It's because I have something to say.
Do you want to be my friend thing?
Oh, okay.
Which is from
and
that.
He said that?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a cascade of events. Yeah,
he's sitting in his bathtub with a 72-ounce sirloin steak and a Pilsner glass of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway.
So, Alex, speaking of sitting in bathtubs...
With a Pilsner glass of Bailey's.
I'm soaking, okay? It's good for my skin.
I believe you have a bathtub message for us.
Need more bubble bath over here. All right, yes, I do have a message. On payday, don't forget to feed the pig. For more savings tips, visit feedthepig.org.
Awesome! Alex, there was a song you wanted to play.
What?
Right?
Yes!
There was a song
that I would like to play, and...
What is this, a song?
I think it's good that we saved it until towards the end, because it's pretty much going to blow your mind, and you are not going to be conscious after hearing it.
Awesome!
So, you know, it's probably pretty good that we're playing it now.
That's what I want out of a song.
Yeah,
just
I know.
To be knocked unconscious.
Well, it is...
Alex, be mindful of all of our listeners that may be in cars.
It's worth it. I'm going to play for you a song called Robinson Crusoe by the Red Walls. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting them.
Ooh.
And they're...
It's an I Know the Band story.
This is an I Know the Band story.
From a town now, by my town.
Yes, indeed.
From Deerfield, Illinois.
Indeed, yes. He's correct. But they were kind of just chilling outside the venue where they were playing. And I walked up to them and I was like, "Hey, you're the Red Walls." And they're like, "Yeah." And I was like, "That's sweet." And I felt like an idiot. And then I proceeded to make conversation because, I don't know, they didn't really feel like talking to one of their fans. But like I kind of felt like, you know, that I should maybe just kind
of
be friendly.
Make the most of this
welcome them to.
You're just like, "So how's being the Red Walls? How's that?
How's that working out for you? No, I told them that they smelt nice, which... they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Oshkosh. Y'all smell good.
It was Appleton, actually.
Appleton? Oh, okay.
So,
Appleton?
Appleton, Wisconsin. Yeah, but anyway, they put
My
on a really great show,
used to live in Appleton.
Even though they did not play the song that I'm about to play for you, which is very upsetting because it's my
Appleton
favorite.
Appleton is such a Wisconsinian name, isn't it?
Do you think so?
I don't know. It's so idyllic.
My,
And somehow
Republican. Yeah, no, my cousin was, I believe,
well, I mean,
an alderman.
Wisconsin is
for
the,
Appleton, Wisconsin.
The place where the Republican Party was founded, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, I think 1845,
1848. Ripon.
Ripon, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yeah.
Wow.
That is not Appleton. But you're close,
No, I know. I'm just saying that the town of Appleton sounds very, very Midwestern American Republican town.
Okay.
Regardless,
I mean, I don't know if
regardless
it is.
Of the
it's
actual...
somewhere Garrison Keillor would talk
Can we
about.
Go back to the song, please?
Let's.
I built it up, and now we're talking about something
Robinson
else. That upsets me.
Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe.
Red Walls! Woo! They were in Appleton.
Yeah.
Cause the place here is better.
Apparently we have ghosts in all of our machines
today. I am so
today.
Sorry. I
don't see any machines without ghosts in here.
There's
so
not
many
one
ghosts in this machine.
I don't see any ghosts
that is,
outside.
That really is a shame. I'm so sorry. Because that is such a fabulous song, and I'm sorry that we couldn't listen
to
all of it. I like
that I heard of it.
I'm going to go cry now.
Don't cry, Alex.
No, I'm going to cry.
Don't cry for me, Alex Jensen.
Well, it looks like we're
it's
out of time.
It does look like we're out of
weekend,
time.
So
that's true.
I guess
I'd like to take us out with some Jacques Dutronc, some French pop rock from the 1960s, part of the Yeah Yeah movement.
All right.
This man was a sex symbol in his own right, not unlike Serge Gainsbourg. And this song is called...
And Austin Powers.
And Austin Powers, but French.
Right, oh, yeah.
Thus they had better teeth and less chest hair.
Right.
Jacques Dutronc, this song is called Le Responsable, the responsible one.
Well, thanks for listening,
yeah.
That's
everybody.
All from us.
That's all for us.
At Newsworthy Ghost Island.
Now I guess we'll
Salut.
Go tan
I'm
or something.
How they say
David Brunel Brutman.
I'm Alex Jensen.
Even though it means hi. I'm David Reinstrom. Sometimes I forget.
David's brain is fried. Please forgive me.
Yeah, broken.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Save us.
J'ai des soucis, j'ai des ennuis, j'ai des tracas, j'ai des...